Since the month of October is often associated with ghosts, goblins, and things that go bump in the night, I thought we might look at some historical herbs that have reportedly been a part of witchcraft for centuries. But keep in mind there is often a thin historical line between the black arts and the medical arts of yore. Some plant substances served as either therapy or poison, depending upon the skills and mindset of those who used them. Also, some of the plants on this list are often inhabitants of today's flower gardens. Periwinkle or vinca, with its bright blue blooms, were called devil's eye and could be hung around the necks of those being taken to the gallows. But they were also sometimes used to counter evil spirits and encourage a loving relationship between wife and husband. Digitalis purpurea, commonly known as foxglove, is a favorite flower in many cottage gardens, with its tall stalk sporting rows of bell-shaped purple, pink, and white blooms. But it is also used in drug preparations containing cardiac glycosides, used in the treatment of heart conditions. And in olden days, when witches were thought to be flying on their broomsticks, foxglove had both medicinal and poisonous uses, depending on methods of preparation. One of the most popular groups of deadly botanicals was three members of the nightshade family. Jimsonweed, henbane, and belladonna were surely a part of that dubious stew cooked up by the three witches who greet Shakespeare's Macbeth with one of the most well-known incantations: bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Henbane contains poisonous alkaloids and can produce deadly consequences by ingesting it or even breathing the smoke from its fire. And belladonna, or deadly nightshade, is known as devil's herb or devil's cherry because of its bright white flowers that produce black, glossy, poisonous fruit. Incidentally, this plant has become a common weed in our shelter belt and seems to thrive in the dark shadows under the cedars. Needless to say, I remove and dispose of it carefully and always wear gloves just to be on the safe side. Belladonna is one of those witchy wonders that also has a place in medical science, as it is a source of atropine, which has been used to treat ailments of the nervous system. And of course, there's hemlock, a highly poisonous plant used to end the life of the Greek philosopher Socrates. Through the centuries, it has garnered such fanciful names as devil's blossom and bad man's oatmeal. But the dark side of herbs in the practice of witchcraft can be balanced by the use of certain herbs to protect against evil. Holly leaves and berries provided protection from demons, witches, and the evil eye. And of course, garlic has been used for centuries to keep vampires from the door and to protect children from evil spirits. St. John's wort is a hard-working medicinal herb that also protects against evil. Nettle plants were once used in a ritual to drive out the devil, and during the Industrial Revolution in England, they did double duty as one of the few fresh vegetables available for the thousands of destitute factory workers, as it grew like a weed along railroads and canal banks. Today, nettles are carefully harvested as they sport a covering of tiny hairs that can cause much misery to anyone who unwittingly comes in contact. Then they're whisked away to gourmet kitchens, where chefs neutralize the stinging stems and leaves by cooking them. Then they serve them up to hungry hordes that pay some pretty pennies for a taste of the bewitching herb. So nowadays, it's either boo or bon appetit.